Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We are happy to have Bill back in studio after still fighting some sickness. We talked about this earlier throughout the week, but Bill is here. We're happy he is fighting through this and hanging with us.
Got my voice somewhat back, so I appreciate that. It was not functioning yesterday.
You sound good.
But, your voice sounds
syrupy.
It does sound pretty syrupy.
I'm very medicated. I will say that. I'm very medicated. That starts with quite a process. I told Jake yesterday I took at least 30 pills.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have to 30, go down that road.
And just to get myself kind of
going. Pills right in front of you.
Yeah, I got some right there.
You see some there.
Those are a couple. Those are just your standard Tylenol right there.
You're in it.
Yeah, that's for that standard
You're
Tylenol.
You're in it.
Yeah.
You're in it. When you got Tylenol just sitting out on a desk.
Yeah, that's definitely going through.
Just have it ready. It's available. It's like when you pre-align things. Absolutely, yeah.
It is funny when you're sick.
Yeah.
You just have a
line of stuff. Oh, the line of stuff I have on the counter right now, I can't even keep it straight. And I have no idea if I took something or not.
Better take it again just in case.
You have no idea. Yeah. I had this one stuff, too. The lady told me, she goes, do not take this tonight. She goes, you'll be up all night. Do not. Just wait till tomorrow morning to take this. So I did. I waited till yesterday morning. It did help.
Did it?
Yeah.
Pharmacy? Went to the pharmacy.
In Kearney. I was in Kearney.
K-Town.
Yeah, jeez. I was in Kearney.
Jeez.
So I was there three times.
Oh,
boy. I was there three times.
Were they concerned about you? What was the conversation the third time?
No, the best thing was that there was a guy that was just wincing with pain, sitting down at the chairs, but no one knew who he was with. So we had to, I didn't do much assistance. The lady was there trying to help someone, and I just liked the fact he came out and someone said, is there anybody we can call? And he said, yes. And who would it be? Shirley. And that's it. It's like, is there a phone number?
Is there
a name to this we can get? But it's rough out there. Once again, my compassion and fanfare for the pharmacy is still very high.
Pretty high.
And they brought it in Kearney, they showed out. They really did. They
So this was yesterday?
Yeah.
This was yesterday, yes.
You're in Kearney.
I was in Kearney, yes. So I did.
Amherst.
Yes, I did a speaking event in Amherst, which I was able to get to because that was mid-afternoon. So by mid-afternoon, through everything, I was able to get a voice back. But I had some other meetings I had to cancel earlier in the day that I had set. I had to kind of set those back. But anyway, here. I hate missing. I don't like missing. I like bringing the piano room out. That was a tough day.
You had told me that you could barely move. Did that improve at all? In the afternoon, you said your movement was very minimal.
Movement was minimal because of sickness, and then my back's still out.
Right,
and then when you start
double whammy,
back is still.
And then you start taking all those pills, and your stomach goes out.
Yes,
the back is still an issue.
Still an issue.
Major issue. It was a 9.2 to 9.8.
Yeah. So I'm down from that. Yeah. So I can actually, I got in and out of the truck okay and got here. And so, but if any sudden movement,
there could be bad news.
It's just what the scream is. It's just that
we'll know
when it bites and then when it bites you.
I'm not laughing. This is not good. This is not a good report.
We are concerned.
This is a rough report.
Jake did text me. If you can't make it in, we understand.
I said, listen, if you're in extreme pain, if you can't make it, we totally catch you. It's fine. But we do. If you want to show up, you're certainly welcome to. In your pain.
He did make it clear you could show up, though.
I just said, I don't want you being here like in misery for your own sake.
Thanks for welcoming me. You're welcome if you want to come.
I tried to say it in a nice form to say, listen, if you're fighting through hell, just don't show up.
Just park on the side street and just come in. And
Introduce yourself to Rudy.
Rudy should be there if I'm not there, but I'll be there right away after that. So, yeah.
Jake. I just try to be polite. He's going through hell. He can't do it.
It's not funny when you're sick.
Seems funny to you, Steve.
No, it's not. But I have that bad. I have a very bad habit of laughing when things are weird,
uncomfortable, or awkward.
I start laughing, and it's very awkward to people. I do. I'm sorry.
Did you try Sip's medication that he's told
you
about?
What?
Come on.
Yeah, I have absolutely. I didn't take it this morning because I've got so much stuff. You know how it happens? You get this, and you keep going to Walgreens all the time, and after a while, you have all these. It's like I don't even know what I even have here. But yesterday, I took it. About noon, and I think that was another big savior. Because I'm like, why not?
Go Sips medication.
Supposed to help the runniness of like the stuff in your congestion.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on a lot of stuff. Oh, but we're here. We're live radio.
We're not sure which one's working, which one's not, but something is helping somewhat.
Yes.
And in the coaching industry, people always just push through stuff, right?
Yeah. This would be nothing. You wouldn't even consider even. You wouldn't even mention it. You wouldn't even say a word.
That's just a weird part of that existence.
Yeah, and generally through the season, once you get to about now, you'll look around and there'll be one to two guys with something like this now until the season's over. There'll be somebody that on the staff that's just like, whoo, did you guys see Tom? Barely can function. And then that's all it said. And then no one really cares either. And I didn't really care about someone else being sick. It was like, I hope I don't want him to be sick, but I kind of life moves on. I ask them, what can I do? If I can get something, usually they've already been to a doctor. But someone from right now on almost every staff, there's probably two people that are just like, oh, man, that guy looks terrible.
It's hard.
Wasn't it at Liberty when Hugh Freeze was coaching from his hospital, like a bed in the coach's box?
Yeah.
He should be in the hospital, but he's at the stadium coaching and can barely move at all. He's at Liberty, I'm pretty sure. And you had the situation, was at Northern Arizona or Utah State?
Northern Arizona, where they had to take me out of, they took me out of the hospital. Wheeled me up to the press box and then took me and checked me back into the. They had to get it clear
after the game.
Had to give me right
going
went right back to the hospital after the game. Yeah,
It's just. I don't know how many professions are like that.
I don't either.
But I don't know. Everybody's a little different. I mean, I don't even remember my dad missing a day of work in my lifetime. And I know he had to work. He had to be sick at some point. Yeah. But this guy, people do it differently. I don't know. I'm kind of I gotta admit, I'm sort of a wimp, as you guys kind of know. I would be in bed right now, probably, if I were you. That's just my
MO. Ron's not going to be happy. He told me last night, my dad, did not go to work.
Did he?
Yeah, he told me. Do not go in. You need to rest. He gave me this one. He goes, I did some research. Dad's 90. Number one way to get better, rest. Over any drugs, over any of that, your rest is the key part of everything.
Can you rest today? Yeah.
No, I got some things going on today, but
great. That's great.
That's fantastic.
Well, it is. You get a lot of things going. Think about it, all of us. We're booked out weeks in advance.
Yeah, we are.
Of stuff that we're doing, on an everyday situation. Mm-hmm. Now, mine isn't that because Steve points out that I don't have a job.
You have four jobs.
And don't have that, but there's always something to be going on. But it is a depressing thing when you miss, because it's kind of like, you kind of think that the breakers kind of, they kind of count on all three of us being here. That's why I noticed that we're in studio, what, 97% of the time?
I'd say
it's about 97%.
All three of us. Yeah. And if not, someone's missing. The only time Steve misses is on a travel day for a game. That's it. And so
Could get on then. I'll do
a better job. Not many misses. And then I'll get on if I have to be out of town for something, which is kind of fun because it actually sounds pretty decent. And you get the piano room in the back. So that's kind of a deal, but it has to be super awkward because I talk super loud and someone who's ever in the next to us.
It's gotta be incredible.
I know in Hardington it got awkward for Ruth, for everyone 222. Yeah.
Yeah, we always envision what that's like in terms of how...
Oh, God.
When you yell Randy or Frash, yeah. Oh, what that's like. What's happening in that room over
I
there?
I tell you the one
6
thing
o'clock.
That is nice, though. The best thing about doing it remote is on break, you have a little bit of time, and just to walk down to the lobby and get a muffin
or
and
something.
Coffee. They always have, every place has a little, you know, their little continental breakfast.
Free.
Thing. Yeah, so I'll grab myself a chocolate chip muffin and a coffee. I go, this is living. This
not
is
bad.
Pretty, it's a pretty good deal.
You got to talk about sports.
You can talk about sports. Yeah, so pretty good
go back
deal.
Up to my room.
Let's go back. Let's do sports. You guys do sports yesterday?
Sports.
We did. Anything did for you? I don't chit-chat at all?
Big Fred's was great.
Oh, yes.
I met Dave Wingert.
Did you drop your joke off the bat or not?
Which one?
You had a joke yesterday?
Saran wrap one.
No, I forgot. It was horrifying. I just got to talking with, and I forgot. I was going to tell the cellophane joke, you know, and it really has gone over well.
Yes, it has.
But I forgot. I just forgot.
It was a big part of your spiel yesterday.
I know. I forgot.
You're preparing to how to say that joke properly. You forgot to do it.
Yeah. And I've told it to the Fremont crowd, and I go to Fremont today. I got another. You know the other joke.
You should do it now.
No, I'm not because I
Bill's here.
No, I'm not going to spring it on because those are breakers. Fremont are breakers.
They'll have it. Yeah,
they'll listen to the show.
I'm
those
with
guys
them.
Are
okay, fine.
Those guys.
But tomorrow
are,
we get it.
I would say I think Bill would enjoy your joke. I liked it. It was funny.
It's not as funny as a cellophane wrap.
Cellophane had
that was pretty good.
People pulling off the side of the road.
Yeah, it did.
But anyway. Yeah, Big Fred's in Omaha
see
was
your nuts.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, I can clearly see
your nuts.
Big Fred's is great though, and Big Fred's
did you get
is
any
great.
Pizza?
God, it's...
you went
I
to
didn't.
Big Fred's to get pizza. What?
And the owner what? And the owner said you don't want any pizza.
You turned the owner down. Come on. See, the one that had you there.
Went right to, he always gets to the heart of the matter. I did feel sort of guilty walking out because Big Fred's grandson now owns a place, and he goes, "Did you get any pizza?" I said, "No, I'm good. I'm not going to eat any pizza today."
That means I don't care for your pizza. That's what it means. Just so you know what you said.
Oh, it does.
Yes,
it does not mean that, Big Fred. At all.
You know what? To him, it does, though.
Big
Fred,
have
me,
for God's
sake. It might not to you, but that's what he feels like.
Have me and Jake down. We'll do it.
I'll eat the pizza.
We'll eat the pizza. We'll do it.
Oh,
for,
you could come with me?
How about you didn't forget that paycheck, did you? got that paycheck, didn't
he
you?
He offered you pizza. You took his money and walked out.
Hey, Fred, where's the payola at? Where's the cash? I don't need a pizza. I'm not getting paid in pizza, am I, Fred? Ah.
I could have eaten pizza.
You turned the owner down.
Yeah.
He wanted to offer you
and
a slice of pizza.
Big Fred's Pizza.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't like,
bad.
Well.
This is a bad one. I can't defend you here.
If I was at,
I try it, not
if
this
I was
time.
At Village Inn and I'm leaving, someone goes, hey, you want a slice of pizza? I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get a slice of pizza from Village Inn.
No.
I'm probably not doing that. Pecan pie, yeah, but you're at Big Fred's Pizza. He didn't offer you like a hoagie or something.
I didn't have lunch. I didn't.
You could have. What time was this at?
It was over the noon hour.
So you could have had lunch then.
I know. But
that was your lunch time.
But I
eat the pizza.
But how'd you get hooked up with Big Fred? This sounds incredible. I'm going to the next.
Go with me. It's fun. There's a back room and there's Husker fans. I don't know. I don't. Sean. It's the deal. I mean, that's how it usually goes.
Approximate crowd size?
Oh, I'll say 60.
Solid.
Yeah.
Good. Was everyone eating pizza?
Yes.
Yes, everyone had pizza.
Okay.
The first
it was fun.
The
it was
first
fun.
Thing you say is it's right away. It's so simple. Here's what you do. You want any pizza? Big Fred, I appreciate that very much. I don't like to eat before I speak, but when I'm done, if there's any way I could get some to go, because this is the best pizza I've ever had, and they'd have it all boxed up for you. They'd have it all ready to go.
It's worse than you think.
Yeah.
The owner waited.
I mean, he waited. Yeah.
This is killing me.
Fred.
Come on.
It wasn't Fred. It's Fred's grandson.
Jr.
Yeah.
Fred
and
Jr.
He
his name
waited.
Fred also?
No, I can't remember. But he's a good dude. He's an attorney in Omaha, and he runs the place too. He runs it. He owns it. He runs it. And he waited to introduce himself and literally said, "Hey, you want some pizza going home? Like we can get you some." I said, "I'm good." Is that really that?
Yeah, it's not great.
100%.
The owner was there to 100%. Offer you pizza. He waited around till you were done. Like he was very kind, considerate. He just said no.
It was. But I did.
Just
I
just slapped him in the face. Boy,
no, I was considerate in saying no. Though. I was like, I appreciate it. But it's okay. It's not hungry.
Shaking his head.
I didn't want to talk about this anymore.
This is disturbing to me.
I don't have anything else. No, not really. What about you?
I don't think I do either.
Come on.
It's a pretty quiet day yesterday. Oh, I do have one thing, actually, because this is a society thing going on. I don't know what's happening here.
TikTok?
Actually, it was not really society. Something has changed in the mail system, post office system, because I used to go to different boxes around like my house, around the Van Dorn Pioneers area, that you could like drop off a package into, or like I had some clothes that I put back into the mailbox. They changed all the mailboxes within the last year, all of them. There's no handle you can pull like to put stuff in the mail. I went to 6 different boxes I used to go to. They could just do. They don't exist anymore. Something changed with the mailing system.
So if you're returning something, you have to go to a post office.
If you're if it's not a letter, if it's some sort of box or even like a plastic bag, you cannot. I tried to fit it into, the slot that was there. It couldn't fit. Like, they don't have the pull system anymore.
Postal service.
They
respond.
Changed the mailboxes within the last year. I want to know what happened. Any articles out there?
Someone Google mail articles.
I know within the last year I went to any of those boxes and was able to pull something down, put the package in, and I couldn't find it. Like, they've changed.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
And they look brand new.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know. If he's going to return, say you got a Robux shirt that didn't fit right.
There we go. Absolutely. It's in a bag.
It's packaged back up. Correct. And I'm just going to return to sender, right? Yep.
And then where do you do this?
At
the mailbox.
Which mailbox?
Which I did. I've never done that. I've never done that one time.
Huh.
What a great song.
Are you talking about blue?
The sender.
The big blue box. No, they don't all have this. There's several. There's a lot that have them, but not all of them have it.
Box anymore at all.
I don't look for them.
You're not looking for it. They're out there.
They're out there.
Yeah, there's one right over in there. Yeah.
But I know the one at 70th Van Dorn for sure used to have it. Doesn't exist. I went to the one that was just north of that. Doesn't exist. Went to one at 70th and Pioneers. I know for sure last year I was able to do it at that box. It does not exist anymore. They changed the mailboxes, I'm telling you. All of them.
I got you.
Is there any articles?
Anybody? Anybody have any intel? Somebody does say in the text line, Jake, the same thing happened to me returning a package. Something has happened in the last year. They changed the box.
We're not made aware. I'll tell you one thing. Stamps aren't going for free right now.
They're not?
No, they're jacking them babies up all the time.
It's not better times.
No, it's not better times.
Sean says, this is probably legitimate. He says they're worried about explosive packages. I get that. Oh. But still, how'd I miss the memoir on this? The memo.
They're worried about explosive packages.
Do you remember that back when we were growing up, Steve? Hey, don't put anything in the mailbox because people have been blowing stuff up in there. No.
Not during better times.
Not during better times. No. That didn't happen. Didn't happen.
God, you got an answer. You probably got the answer you didn't really want to hear.
It took like a 45-minute excursion, and I couldn't find a post office.
45 minutes?
This is after
minutes?
The post office was coming. It was in the evening.
Well, you had
night.
A lot of free time yesterday. If you had
it was in the evening. It was after Scotland went to bed, and so I was just trying
night.
To figure it
out. Jake's driving around at night. Looking for articles on his phone.
I probably looked very...
Looking for articles on his phone.
Suspicious at some place.
You would be the guy. Hey, there's a guy over at mailbox at 13th and A. Yeah, what is it?
Black of corn.
Black of corn.
Something's not right.
Albino? He's got a hoodie on.
I went to the post office at 56th and Van Dorn, which always used to have... I know for sure used to have that... They don't have it. You cannot put a package in a box there after hours. So I'll be going to the post office this morning... After the show.
Station 49, albino in hoodie.
Anything else? He's shaking the post office box.
He seems kind of pissed. He seems kind of agitated and bothered right now.
He's looking at his phone. He's researching articles on the post office.
We've got to get somebody over
there. This guy's prime for a meltdown.
Get somebody over there right now.
Jake.
No.
45 minutes.
Hayden says, I think you saw you by Super Target yesterday. He said, no, I was not down south at all yesterday. That was not me.
You've been identified?
He says he was going to yell Randy at me. He said, well, that wasn't me.
I was not in
South Lincoln at all yesterday.
You know what I'd really appreciate? If people are yelling Randy and hash holes and hut at people that aren't us.
Random people.
That random people. That they think that if you think it might be one of us, do it.
Build a breaker.
When in doubt, breaker. Shout it out.
Just all of a sudden, just walking through Super Saver would be awesome. Just like, Randy! You look and you go, what?
There.
That wasn't Bill.
That's okay.
Oh, God, that wasn't Sip
okay.
either.
Then stop and tell him, hey, here's what's going on. I do have to give a quick shout out.
Please.
I went through, I was coming back from my second stint at Walgreens in Kearney.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Perfect timing for that cough.
And I'm whipping through the hotel lobby in Kearney, and it's packed. There's 40 people in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There. And there's Busch Lights everywhere. And they're watching the Husker volleyball versus Creighton.
Okay.
They're
good
watching
match.
That.
Okay.
I'd walk through. I walk back. I just have kind of head down. I've got just my hat on. I'm just getting back to my room for round two from Walgreens. And I get, and all of a sudden, I'm standing by the elevator, and one of the guys kind of looks at me and goes, just goes, hey, coach, love the show. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, well, I'm going to walk over there and talk to him like that. So I go over and talk to him. And it was a convention for the for Nebraska Transportation, basically.
Okay. The road. Oh, yes.
And there was 40 people there. And I talked to the back room. There's kind of two different sections and some from the front. So about 20 people, and all 20 of them were like going, hey, we listen to the show every day. And I'm like, that's incredible.
Oh.
And this one guy was, but the best part, I go, it doesn't look good for me tomorrow. And he goes, well, just bring your computer down here and just write on a sticky note what you want to say, and I'll say it on air.
That got weird.
That would have gotten incredibly funny.
Bill says this.
There's some guy from Nebraska Transportation that's doing the show.
In the piano room.
In the piano room doing the show.
Just say Randy real loud.
Just say Randy right now. Just yell Randy.
Right now, yeah.
Randy. Yeah, Randy.
Nebco, too. So go down.
The co. You know, I'll tell you when to say it. I'll point to you. But it was really cool.
Really give it hell,
it's your sticky notes.
Those guys from all over the state. And wow. They all listen to the show.
God.
If any of you guys were there that I met, please text in. What was the number again, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Please text in. They were super kind. They were from all over the state, and it was just fun to listen to them. They all listened to our show.
Well, everybody's here.
We are here.
Rudy's here, Bill's here, and Jake is here.
And that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738
Joey!
Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Custom application is the key to the whole thing, Steve. I've been
custom apps.
I've been reading articles on like that, and it all gets back to you better match up your any of your spray that you do, better match up with your soil. If not, wasting your time.
God.
It's like trying to kill a bug or something, but you get the wrong spray. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here, and it all gets back to your soil samples, and that's what Joey's doing.
Is that some science?
Science. It'd be science, I think, for 100%.
Geology.
Both. Yep. Yes,
is it
works.
Horticulture?
Horticulture. Yes.
Would that be a word that
he's
also
all,
fit
I think
in
he's
there?
All work here.
Okay. Spores.
Yeah, spores. We hit spores the other day with a mushroom.
Looked at my backyard yesterday and thought about you. Yeah. Well, those spores.
Would I never ever consider
mushroom spores.
Spores.
All right, Joey's. Joey's probably going to have a big weekend.
Yeah, big weekend. Hope I'm sure he'll be down here. Probably has a suite.
Yeah.
He should. He deserved that. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I looked around again, the national websites yesterday, and still a lot of discussion about Nebraska, Michigan. See the CBS Sports, ESPN. Like, this is a big, Nebraska's not ranked, but it's a big game. We mentioned that Brad Nessler's on the call, Gary Danielson for CBS at 2:30 here in Lincoln.
Nessler and Danielson.
That's
big time.
That's big time. I haven't gotten over it yet that they're not doing SEC because they were the voice of SEC.
They were.
And so that's bothersome to me. But they are gold, and so thank
Nessler
you,
Danielson.
Yeah, I'm sure not down on them. I don't think they made the call.
No, I wonder if I wonder if they're down on it too. We should see their opinion in privacy going from the SEC to the Big Ten.
I'm sure the money's fine.
Money talks.
I'm sure they're doing just fine.
But yeah, but you know, a couple things in play for Nebraska in this game against Michigan.
Okay, what is it?
We point out we'll keep pointing out that Nebraska, of course, has lost 27 straight games to ranked opponents. That's bad. Everyone thinks this game's going to be a tight game. Michigan's a 2.5-point favorite, I think, still this morning. But also, if Nebraska were to, number one, end that streak to top 25 teams and win a close game in doing so. They did that against Cincinnati. You get that. Mm-hmm. They beat Cincy 20-17. But we're talking about monkey off the back, exercising demons for the team and the fan base. If they somehow were to, number one, win this game, win it close, the party in this town will be insane because of two things being lifted off the shoulders of the fan base and the team, yeah. I would think.
I mean, it would, yeah. Yes, because those have been major issues. I mean, you can tell I'm hesitant to go. I guess my hesitancy is, I'm not tamping down the possible party, but it's not, this is very doable. It's not, in fact, I almost would say you should win this game. So
no, I agree with that. Yeah. It still gets.
I'm almost in that realm. Yeah, I mean, win this game.
Same realm. You should win the game, and it's number 23. It's not number 2 coming in here. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of even faith. I'm not even sure if that's where their ranked would be. Their ranking would be. It's right now, as I said before, just like stats. I don't have a lot of faith in the rankings until about week 6 or 7. You kind of see some things. Okay, let's really get a grasp for this. So, are they that team? That's where it's strange that Nebraska hasn't caught a flyer somewhere in 27, where they beat someone that was ranked.
Yep.
But really, they weren't a ranked team. They were like a team that ended up finishing 6-6.
Oh, well, that
type of thing.
Well, that streak that you're talking about, that's ranked at the time.
What's that?
It's just ranked. No, that's what
I'm saying.
Oh, he's saying that
you didn't catch someone that was ranked 18th, but at the end of the year, they were 5-7.
I wonder if that happened.
I mean, there was a year that there's a year USC started number 1 in the country, didn't finish in the top 25.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What's concerning is that the win we go back to that started the streak was Oregon went 4-8 that season. So we're going back to that's the last time it happened, and that wasn't truly end of season a top 25 team.
And I know it's at the time, and that's because you get credit for those. My thing I would say is if all of a sudden they storm the field, win the game, whatever, and fans are coming out, and Steve, you just grab someone like that. Hang on, Sean, I'm going to interview this guy real quick like that. What'd you think of the game? We finally got the monkey off our back because we haven't beat a ranked team. I don't think that's what they're saying.
No.
I think they're just going to be happy.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to be, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. And I don't think they're sitting there in the fourth quarter in a tie game going, man, we need this for this. I was like, no, we just need to win.
Yeah, and what Jake's saying is right in that it'd be a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. I try to take steps here.
Yeah, you're looking for validation. You're looking for proof that the program is actually progressing. And at some point you need... It can't just be someone telling you, "Hey, it's good at Memorial Stadium. We're making progress." At some point, you have to see evidence, and there's nothing wrong in year 3 with saying, "Hey, it's time for some evidence." It is sort of time. Now, when I say Nebraska should win, I'm not saying it'll be easy. I think it'd be a really hard game, but. I think they should win. You have your home field advantage. You have team to do it. And this is not Harbaugh, Michigan. And Bill, it's not like I haven't been looking at this all week. They're not. They're not Harbaugh, Michigan. They're not. They're not. They don't have that sort of team. They're down an offensive line. They're not. Offensive line's not as good as it's been. And they're down on a guy. Their second best lineman went down against Oklahoma. The receivers are pretty ordinary. Haynes is the problem.
He's really good.
Yeah. Haynes is 7.9 yards a carry, 49 carries. It's a representative sample. If he gets going, then it's, you know, Bill knows the deal. Yeah. It's if you want to really take advantage of Underwood as a young player, you have to have him in third and medium long, right? If they're running the ball and it's second and 4, and it's third and 1, or they don't even get to third down. You're not putting any strain on a freshman at that point.
No, and the strain on the freshman is real.
Is it? Do you think so?
When you look at if I'm sitting there in the big picture, I'm watching. Okay,
it is.
What's Underwood going to look like the next couple of years? He looks like a wow to me. I saw Urban Meyer said the same thing the other day. When I'm watching him, I'm like, oh wow. And then he wasn't running. Right. Then I started watching him against, and I'm like, oh wow, this is a incredible talent. Still a true freshman. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That is a lot to be able to do with
we saw it last year, right?
Yeah. Now if they were
we saw it last year with Dylan Raiola. He's a freshman.
Yeah, there's gonna be things that happen, right. You know, during the game. Like I said, he made a horrible throw and I wish that wouldn't have happened in that game last week because he probably has he might not have that horrible throw in this game. because of what he learned from that, you know, on just trying to take a shot when he didn't need to take a shot. But it is the only thing you're pushing back for Michigan is that it's a must win for them. 100% must win. They come out of here 2-2 and as we have them ranked, I believe we would rank the Big Ten the same. The pundits would have them, Nebraska probably 6th to 7th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so losing to a 6-7 team, mm-hmm, like that for a Michigan team and being 2-2 and saying, hey, we're not in the same class as Penn State, as Ohio State.
Yeah.
Has some things going.
This would validate that.
They could be looking at 8-4 year. Mm-hmm. Just remember that this would have been ugly, ugly, ugly right now for Sharon Moore if Ohio State beats him. If Ohio State beats him last year, would they end up finishing 7-6?
Is that 8-5
So they end up finishing up, you know, like I said, 7-6 or 6-7 or whatever. And then losing a couple here.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be rough, rough, rough.
Now, as far as that freshman quarterback goes, you're a defensive coordinator. I'm just going to use lingo here. Excuse me.
Coach
Lingo. Are you painting pictures back there in the secondary where you try to confuse him?
Yeah, there's certain things. I don't know how much they're going to try to get him in and out of the perfect play. When you played Michigan before, there wasn't a lot of that where it was just like, we have a play, we're going to run this play.
And
different things. They'll try to paint different pictures for him, I'm sure, on third down, the 3rd and 8s, the 3rd and 9s, those types of times. That's going to have different looks for him with what you're doing. One thing you want to do is especially in all games is on defense, is like, you know, get your feet set, get yourself lined up properly, and let's just outplay them. So sometimes you can get, I've been down that path where we all have at some point in time where someone's like, man, we can disguise this, we can spin the safeties, we can do this. And it's great. Everyone's done it. And sometimes you don't play very well as far as just saying, okay, you know what we're in. Now what are you going to do? There's a lot of times, too, like that. It was like,
yeah, see, I get what you're saying.
You take the 85 Bears. They lined up in basically a bear front type of defense that they were playing like that. And they played that a lot. And the other team knew they were going to play it a lot. Mm. And then they just whipped you. And so there's some merit to that, would to be like going, you know what? Let's just line up and play.
Mm-hmm.
But
there is merit to that.
I think it's really good that Nebraska was able to see the quarterback run game. If not, you're going into the game, mm-hmm, and they hadn't run him at all. You're like going, and all of a sudden now it's...
Now this guy's whipping up and down the field. Jake, that's big.
That's my biggest concern.
Jake was fearful yesterday.
Fearful.
He expressed fear.
I'm more worried about the scramble more than probably quarterback run. That would concern me a little bit more. Because if he breaks loose, he has the ability.
Trying to tell you that.
And that's a big dude.
The same, you know, him running the football, like I said, right, whether it's designed or scrambled. Yeah, I'm concerned about that. When Underwood takes the ball and runs, that scares me.
It is.
Just always remember. It's
because Sorsby is still running today against Nebraska.
Yeah, the yards count the same. And then there's never a time when you can be like, well, the quarterback rush for 100 yards. They have scrambles.
No, I got you.
Because they count. They all count.
You wonder how many design plays they'll call on that in this game. You don't know. They called 2 against Central Michigan. Will that go to 5? Will that go to 7? Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll have a few more. I would imagine.
Think so?
I would think so. But like I said, I'm a fan of Biff Poggi. He'll have those guys ready to go. He might have them better ready to go than Sharon Moore being here. Mm-hmm. The Sharon Moore thing at first, I was big on that. It's a big deal not having your head coach here, and he wasn't at practice all week.
Yep.
Wasn't there all week. That's a big deal for being at practice.
He's not here, yeah.
But
he's not available.
Because it's Biff Poggi and a veteran old school dude, mm-hmm, then he'll have him ready to go. And then they'll know they're up against it. And with one redeeming quality for them is that they've been in this, because that scene at Oklahoma was nuts. That scene was nuts.
That'll help them.
Yeah.
That'll help the young quarterback. But Jake, I get it. I mean, people are looking for those things to start to go the other direction. Win close games fairly regularly. Not going to win every one.
No.
Break that ridiculous streak.
You have one close win this year. You had a big pick in the end zone by Hartzog to clinch the Cincinnati game. So, you proved you can win a close game. Mm-hmm. And they did against Boston College as well. That was last year, though. But this year is a different season.
And we think this is going to be close, right? Does the stool believe this is a close game?
It could get away for Nebraska late, but I think most of the game, it could be like something, the final score might be 11 or 13 or something because something happened late when they're panicking or trying to get back into it. For the most part, I'm looking at a one-score game throughout,
yeah,
and then something maybe getting away a little
tense.
Bit.
Tense!
Also, I'd spend
tension.
I'd spend zero energy on being ahead 10-0 or being behind 10-0. Mm-hmm. I'd be like going, just, no, it's a long game.
Either way, though,
Either way. Yeah, just be calm. Because if all of a sudden Nebraska have 10-0, it's going to be Xanadu, and they just hang in there. It's a long game.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. All of a sudden we're down 10. We're screwed. No, hang on. Long game.
Yeah, I'm just going to bite my tongue because I say crazy stuff sometimes.
Say it.
We like what you do,
we
actually.
Do like crazy.
I don't mind. Okay. I'd almost be intrigued to see Nebraska down 14-0 because then Dylan can start whipping it around. You got to go now.
See, I don't want to see that.
Start whipping it. Big fan of Dylan.
I hope it's not 14-0 Michigan this game. Well, let's really
that,
don't.
Like I said,
I don't mind the position because you know you can come back with a quarterback like that. We covered Nebraska football for a long time when 14-0 was death knell. They can't come back, you know, because they count no passing game.
When you watch that, I mean, they have very little, and I guess both
Michigan?
Ways. I mean, basically Nebraska, I'm sure, is spending a lot of time on the Oklahoma game, and I imagine Michigan spent all the time on the opener, which
Cincinnati,
is tough, which is tough having to. No one's got a bunch of great film to watch. These last couple of games, first of all, I'd be like, okay, second half, we're not even going to watch the second half of Houston Christian. They didn't even the starters aren't even playing.
Don't need to watch.
No, you're buzzing it for abnormal plays. That's all you're doing. You're looking for like, okay, hang on there. They ran a quarterback counter. We've not seen that. That's something that means it's in their playbook. That needs something we have to have ready to be prepared for. But other than that, no.
I'd watch that if I had. I'd watch the Oklahoma game. Haynes had a 75-yard run, but I think he only finished with 129.
Yeah, that's about right.
So it wasn't like he was getting a lot done other than – now, I agree, Bill, you always say the 75 counts. It does. But it wasn't like he was killing them other than that. But Haynes is scary because of the –
if he breaks out, he's a home run shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like I said they had good numbers against New Mexico, but it wasn't like every play was going like the old school Michigan – was be like, man, who defended that thing nice. All right, what do we got?
Six.
It's second and four. Yep. Second and five. It's like, oh, man.
I saw that.
So be interesting.
I saw that in Ann Arbor that year. You were there. Yeah. I was mesmerized by it. Well, they had Corum, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think Justice Haynes is good at Corum.
Corum was just so patient. And then, again, the difference with Michigan is really happy with a four and a half yard run. They're good with that. Sounds great. This is awesome.
Are they still that way?
They'll still be that way. And like I said, you'll see a lot of 12 personnel designed runs out of 11 personnel, which means you're going to see the wide receiver coming in back into the box and sealing the edges of the defense.
I wonder if that's number one. They have a guy named Donovan McCauley who's 6'5", 215.
Might be him.
I wonder if that's that guy.
And so you'll see a lot of that. That's going to happen. You're going to see some play action shots from constricted formations, and you'll see him trying to get things across the field. The big thing is going to be, what does Wink Martindale think of our wideouts? And what the matchup is, on how much man he wants to play and how much pressure that he wants to play. Because in the run game, remember that they have that really good defensive end, did not play the first half against
Oklahoma.
He had targeting, got kicked out of the game. I think he's listed as a linebacker. He's an outside linebacker, but he was a really good player.
And, look that guy up, Jake.
And I'm not sure who that was.
Just type in Michigan targeting linebacker.
Yeah. And it was we got targeting in the New Mexico game.
Is it Rolder?
Jimmy Rolder is your second.
You could say it 20 times, I wouldn't know.
He's their second leading tackler. Hey, that's their second leading tackler. You know who their leading tackler is?
Is it Ernest?
Yeah.
It is Ernest. 20 tackles for Ernest Hausman. Yeah.
Ernest Hausman is a senior now. He's a senior, and he's got 20 tackles. Number 15.
Always have just such respect for him to start in the Big Ten as a true freshman at middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
That try that out.
Yeah, he was good.
See how that
he's
is.
Very good.
I mean, we're like in the Iowa game. It's like I'm looking out there. I'm like, all right, we got a true freshman out there, middle linebacker, and there's a lot of stuff going on here.
You know what though? Nebraska has one right now too. That kid Dawson Merritt.
And so, he has looked good.
He's at Bill. He can go. Now I would almost say he's further along than Ernest was when same. Early season freshman.
He does in Big Ten play.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where might you send the Breakers?
I'd want to go someplace I could get there early. Early bird!
With all the pastels at 19th and K and free spacious
parking
as well.
It's big for Bill. He drives in those big pickups.
Breakfast.
You got to get it in there. First you got to get Laura in there.
First thing I say right away, I don't know, I'm not going there. We can't park.
Parking's not big enough.
Yeah, you can't hear. Yeah.
Breakfast tacos.
Get those nachos.
Breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast. Who can forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Open right now until 2 p.m. in downtown Lincoln at 19th and K. When we come back, Nebraska-Michigan is a big game, but the biggest game in the Big Ten is not in Lincoln this week.
No.
We'll tell you where it's at next. Early break on the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.